Good morning, everyone. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you this week's USDA report. Last week, I announced that USDA would be conducting a general CRP sign-up beginning March 12th and continuing through April 6th of 2012. During this sign-up, land that is currently not enrolled in CRP may be offered for enrollment, as well as any existing acres that are scheduled to expire this September 30th. Letters of notifications will be sent by our national office next week to all participants who have general or continuous acres scheduled to expire this September. This letter will identify the contracts that are scheduled to expire and will explain your options. The soil rental rates were not increased for this sign-up and will remain the same as they were for the last two sign-ups. If you will be interested in offering acres during this CRP sign-up, you should contact your FSA office early in the process, especially for the general sign-up period of March 12th through April 6th. These are the general acres that would be partial fields or whole fields. The opportunity to reoffer acres under the continuous enrollment extends out until August 1st. This would be acres such as your filter strips and your waterways, etc. The February Iowa FSA Today newsletter has been posted to the Iowa homepage, and access may be gained by going to www.fsa.gov.iowa. That's fsa.gov.iowa. Then you just click on the FSA Iowa home link and click on newsletters on the left-hand side of the page. This newsletter provides timely information about FSA's programs during the year and is a good source of information in the absence of newsletters being sent from the county offices now. As a reminder, the DCP acre sign-up will continue through June 1st. We're asking producers to phone ahead and give us their farm information and set an appointment. This will allow FSA to prepare the contracts and ensure we have adequate people available to serve you when you come in for your office visit. Also, you should have received your 1099-Gs by now and had a chance to review them for accuracy. Refunds are no longer reported on those 1099-Gs. But that information is available online from the FSA Financial Inquiries database. So if you have any questions concerning the 1099-Gs and the refund information, you may need to contact your local FSA office for assistance. I'd like to finish today with giving a couple of tips for faster service that in order to ensure that you continue to receive information and payments quickly and timely, it is important that you keep your information at FSA up to date. A few tips that could save you time in the future include to ensure that your local FSA office has your current mailing and email addresses, to turn in all required forms and documents as soon as possible to remain eligible for your program benefits, and also to report deceased producers who have been earning payments in order that we can establish an estate and properly get make the payments to the proper estate ID number or a successor if there's not going to be an estate. That one always catches a lot of people that somebody's had a life event and they come in to sign up for the program and, oh, by the way, there's been a change. Now it takes a little while to get that all processed. So very important to keep us up to date on that. These have been some reminders today. Remember that for additional information about these topics or any other FSA program that you have an interest in, you can contact us here in Audubon or Atlantic at our phone numbers. Audubon is 712-563-4261 extension 2. Atlantic is 712-243-1377, extension 2. For today, this has been Denny Heflin in Audubon with this week's USDA report. Have a great week. Thank you very much for listening.